So as we prepare ourselves for Pesach, let's deal with a shaila that has to do with Pesach. The shaila goes as follows. There was a nice Jewish store owner. He had a supermarket, and he needed to travel. He was in Eretz Yisrael. He needed to travel to London a little bit before Pesach, and he planned on staying in London through Pesach. So he had asked a dear friend of his, a neighbor, a trustworthy person, says, do me a favor. I'm going to be away. Could you please sell my chametz for me and also be mevatel my chametz on my behalf? And that was the agreement. Not a problem. I'll take care of you. Pesach comes around the corner, gets very busy. He's bitigas chametz, mechiras chametz, baking matzahs, you name it. It's a busy time of year. And turns out he completely forgot to sell and be mevatel the individual's chametz. Now, this guy owns a supermarket. So, now all that chametz after Pesach, we know, becomes aser b'hana. You can't benefit from chametz she'avar alav ha-Pesach. So now, this individual, Reuven we'll call him, who had asked his friend Shimon to be mevatel and sell his chametz, Reuven is now stuck with a warehouse of chametz, which is now aser, a tremendous loss of money. So Reuven took Shimon to Beis Din and says, Shimon, you caused me this loss. You owe me money for the thousands upon thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of lost chametz. Now, Shimon responded back, and Shimon said, wait a second here. Yes, I agreed to it, but I was completely onus. I mean, I didn't expect to do this. The time got busy. Pesach was busy. I'm onus. So now, onus sometimes can be pater, if it's onus gamur. We're not going to get into those details. I'm just saying how the case worked out. And then he said, on top of that, even if you say that, I made a mistake. When it comes to chametz, I can say, I'm returning the stuff I was watching. This is yours. Take the chametz. It's all yours. I didn't destroy it. It's yours. Now, you can't benefit from it, but so that was the conversation. That was the discussion. So we'll try to save for all the questions for the end. So that was the setup. That's the case that went to Beis Din. So what approach should we take? So we have to first address the question of bittul. And then we're not going to talk about mechira, but bittul is really the focus. So let's talk about in general. Are you allowed to appoint a shliach to be mevatel your chametz on your behalf? Is that permitted or not? So if you take a look in the first page, page number one, the Tur. The Tur writes in Simen Tav Lamed Dalet in Hilchos Pesach as follows. He says, Oz Dalet, it's not circle. We'll get to the circle in a second, but in the middle text, the Torah where it says, Adalid, the last two lines, Ushluchal Yachal Levatel. The din is, the person may appoint a messenger, an agent, a shliach, to mevatel his chametz. Now, it's not so clear that everybody agrees to this. Take a look at the top left in the Beis Yosef with the circle of Dalid. Ushluchal Yachal Levatel. Although the Torah writes, a shliach can be mevatel one's chametz, Chein Chasav Harav Amagid Perak Beis, the shame bal iter the chayin kasev gam kein haran beperek kamen the pesachim uvishayeh shomim. There's an opinion the chayven the bittel mitaras hefker naguba. Since bittel, when I'm mevatel my chametz, it's in essence a hefker. I'm being mesalik. I'm relinquishing my ownership. I'm mafkirit. Shliach lo matzi mevatel. A shliach cannot be mevatel. Why? If I tell my friend, could you please be mafkir, my property, it's a din that one cannot be mafkir, my property. Even if I appoint him a shliach, he cannot undo my ownership. He can't be mafkir. So too says the Yesh Omrim, since bittel, when I'm mevatel, my chametz, that's also a type of hefker. So just like I cannot use a shliach for a hefker, I can use a shliach for bittel. That's the Yesh Omrim, that a shliach does not work for bittel. However, but the Beis Yosef, Rav Yosef Cairo, gives two svaras how it does work. Why shlichas does work on bittel. Meaning, even if I tell you it doesn't work by hefker, I can't appoint a shliach by hefker, bittel chametz works differently. And the two reasons are very important. So let's look at the two reasons. Says the Beis Yosef, V'li nir, it appears to me, the afagav, the bittel, midin hefker naguba, even though bittel does work through hefker, he says, shapir yachel levatel aydeh shliach. Still, nonetheless, you can be mevatel chametz through a shliach. Why? Listen to this chiddush. Mishum dechaven the chametz einu brishus shel adam. The truth is, when Pesach comes and the Torah states that chametz is aser, and I'm not the owner, elisha asau akasuv ki'ilu hu brishuso. The Torah says that even though the chametz is not in my rishus, I relinquish rights, I don't want it anymore. The Torah pushed it back into my rishus against my will. So now what's the din? But since all I really have to do, since again what happens when chametz becomes aser, it's no longer mine, it's aser bana, the Torah forces it back into my rishus, all I need to do to get rid of chametz from my rishus is a very simple thing. Begilui daita dilo nichle. By me simply expressing my das, my want of not having it, my gilui das, I don't want this to be my chametz, I can't be zoche. I mean, if everything's stam, the default is, chametz is aser, it's not my rishus, the Torah says it's back in my rishus. All I have to do is say, I don't want it. I'm not being zoche. No, thank you. So then, once I put a stop there, I don't actually have to do really a bittel. I just have to do a gilui das. I don't need really a shliach either for that matter. So listen to what he says. Again, begiloi daito delo nichle, by me expressing my das, that I don't want it, delebe lezuchusa begave, I don't want to have a zuchus in it, klal, sagi, that's enough. So really what comes out is, I don't need a shliach. By me simply expressing my das, I don't want the chametz, that's sufficient. So it's a kasha, why do you need a shliach? You really don't need a shliach, as we're going to see in just a moment, according to this opinion. Inami, another reason, says the Beis Yosef, why shlichus does work here, is because as follows. The time of the behefker, the reason why hefker lo hamani shlichus, why doesn't hefker work by shlichus? Why not? What's the reason? Is it a din that mitzvah begufo? Shlichus doesn't work if I need to do something on my body. I can't use a shliach for wearing tefillin. I can't say, Reuven, put tefillin on for me. So this is not a case of that. Why doesn't hefker work by shlichus? Or why doesn't shlichus work by hefker? Why wouldn't that? I could tell a guy, go marry that girl on my behalf. That works. So why can I say, be mafker my property? So it says the Beis Yosef, you know why? The time of the behefker, lomahani shlichus, the reason why hefker shlichus doesn't work, hainu mishum de behefker yeshlo din neder. There's a concept that hefker is neder. When I say this is not mine, I'm making a neder that this is not mine. Now, it's not really nether because it's not usher. If I want, I could reacquire it, but it's very similar to nether. Kidemuchach beperakamed the nedarim dav zayin, ukidekosim arambam hilchos nedarim perak beis alacha yidal. So, given that assumption, which we're not getting into the details of how similar hefker is to nether, but certainly it's similar enough, that's why he says, vechaven the din nether yeshlo, since hefker is in the category of nether, mishum hachi. That's why shlichus doesn't work. Because if I tell my friend Reuven, please make a neder for me, that's aser, it doesn't work. Everybody agrees I can't appoint a shliach to make a neder for me. So just like I can't appoint a shliach to make a neder for me, so too when it comes to hefker, I can't make someone to make a hefker, a shliach for hefker. But About bittul, she'eino inyan l'neder shapir mahani bay shlichus. In other words, hefker in general is like neder. Shlichus doesn't work by neder. Shlichus doesn't work by hefker. But lagabay the halacha bittul, he doesn't say these words, but I'm adding them. Bittul is not really classic hefker. The assumption initially was bittul works like hefker. No, says Beis Yosef, it's not. Hefker and neder is one category. Shlichus doesn't work. Bittel is not halachas of hefker. It's a whole other category, and therefore it does work, shlichus by bittel, and that's the two reasons why Beis Yosef says that against the Yesh Omrim, you can use a shliach for being mevatel chametz. Now, very important. Let's just regroup for a moment and understand the two reasons. The first reason is why shlichus works, because gilei das, I don't want to be rezocha. I don't want to zocha the chametz, which would mean I really don't need shlichus. As long as me, as the owner, says I don't want to get it back anymore, its bittul is effective. According to the second opinion is, no, I need a real bittul. And I need shlichus works to create the real bittul that I need. How do we pasken halacha l'maisa? Can you use a shliach for bittul? So says the Shulchan Aruch. If you look at the next page, the Shulchan Aruch here, on the top in the Os Dalid, the Mechaber states very clearly, he says, Shlucho Yochel Levatol, a Shliach can perform Bittel on behalf of the owner. And the Ramah adds, Uchshimivatel Shliach Tzach Shiomar, when the Shliach does perform the Bittel, Chameitzo Shel Ploni Yehe Batel. He has to use the proper grammar to say that he's mivatel someone else's chamit, and that's going to be effective. However, even though the Shulchan Aruch and for the Sfardim, it would seem completely okay to do bittul ayidei shliach. Now, mitzvah bel yosem b'shlucho, which means better for me to do a mitzvah on my own than to a shliach. So even the Shulchan Aruch would agree that better for me to do bittul than appoint somebody else. But if I wanted, I certainly can appoint a shliach. That would still be in the realm of lichatchila. The different levels. There's a hiddur and they're both lichatchila. But the Mishnah Berurah doesn't like this. He does not think one should rely on a shliach. Look what the Mishnah Berurah writes in Sif Katan Tes Zayin Tes Vav on the bottom. Yachal Avatel Diafagav the Bittel Hu Mitam Hefker. Even though, as we said, Bittel works through the mechanics of Hefker. VeHaOmer LeChaveir Lech VeHafker Nichsai Ein BeKachlum Ad SheYafkirim Hu Batzma. Even though shlichus doesn't work by Hefker, like we saw, Hocha here Linin Chametz. Yesh lahaka, there's room to be lenient with respect to chametz. Shareya chametz b'shah she'over alav b'bal yeira b'yimatzeh ina shalal. The moment the iser comes in, it's not mine anymore. It's sharei aser b'na. I don't own what that which becomes aser b'na is not under my bialus. Elishat Torah hemidu b'rishus olinin shi'avro alav. But the Torah forced it back into my rishus to make me over. L'fikach b'giloi Das Bilvar, simply expressing my opinion, Shumegala Daita de lo nichale de levele zechusa klabagave sagi. So he quotes the first answer of Beis Yosef, which is very crucial. That all I need to do is express my disinterest in reacquiring it, and that's enough. However, he does acknowledge v'yesh machmir bazeh, that those who are stringent and do not like one using a shliach, ubishas hadechak yesh lahakel, one can rely on the Shas Dechak, this lenient opinion, the Shas Dechak, the Rov HaPoskim Hiskimul, the Das Mechaber, most do agree that it does work. Okay, that's what comes out. So, Lemaisa, Shlichus does work according to all opinions. L'chachila b'diavad, that's a debate, but it certainly does work. Now, the question becomes here, is the Shlichus didn't happen, though. The store owner, the supermarket owner, appointed the Shliach. So that would have worked had the shliach was mevatel the chametz. But in the end of the day, he was not mevatel the chametz. So now what happens? So the Ktos HaChoshen dealt with this case. The Ktos, what does it get? So let's see. So the Ktos HaChoshen dealt with the shaila, something very similar. And we're going to have to go back to our old days in Cheder when we learned Eilam Metzias about Yish Shalomidas. Yish Shalomidas is, if let's say, a person drops an object and he doesn't realize that he dropped it. And I pick it up. And then after the fact, he's miyayish, after I already picked it up, do we say, retroactively, had he known it would have been yish, it could be mine, or not? Then we assume, if yish lo midas, if he's unaware of it, so then lo have a yish. It's not considered yish. So now, we'll see how this connects to our sugi in just a moment. So bear with me. I'm giving you background so we can learn the ktos in a very nice way. Take a look in page number 3. Again, just to be clear what we're looking for. He appointed a shliach. The shliach did not do bittel. The chametz is aser. Is it really aser or not? So, now page number 3, the Gemara Bava Metzia is bringing different rayas. Whether we assume yish lo midas have a yish or lo have a yish. Machlokas, Rav and Abaye. So this particular raya is from Truma. The Gemara says, Toshma. Keitzad amru, hatorim shlo midas truma so truma. A person who separates truma on someone else's property, it's good. The truma works. Hare, sheyavar letoch sadeh chavero. Guy goes into his friend's property. Velikate vitarim shalobershus. And he begins separating grapes and olives and whatnot without rishus. Im choshesh mishum gezel. If there's a concern that he may have stolen ein chumasa truma, it doesn't work. You can't steal a guy's property. Vim lav chumaso truma. If there's no chashash of gzela, then the truma is effective. Asks Gemara, how do you know if it's stealing or not? Minayin hu yodea im choshesh mishum gezev im lav. What's the litmus test to know whether he's stealing or not? Hareisha Babal Bayis, the owner comes home, Umatzi sees the guy's busy separating a pile and calling it Shuma. Amalei says to him, neighbor, Klei Chaitza Yafos, why'd you use these grapes? You should have went to the better grapes. Why are you using these grapes? Im Nimtzu Yafos Mehen, if you find better grapes, Chumasa Chuma. The understanding here is that he was saying it sarcastically. I mean, he didn't really want the best for him. He's like, good you did these grapes. I don't want you taking the best grapes. I'm happy you did the Chuma, but don't take my best quality. I like the Kohanim, but I like myself better. So, if there are better fruits, the Chuma's good. Vimlav, but if not, ain't Chumasa Chuma, it's not a good Chuma. And, I mean, if he took the highest quality grapes, it's not a good Chuma. So then the Gemara says, Vlik to Abaylim, Vosif Alem, if the Baal goes and adds to the pile of Chuma, Bein kach, even if it's the higher quality grapes, Chumasa Chuma, that certainly is good. So he asks the Gemara, V'chinim tzu yafos mehen, even if you find better quality grapes, in other words, the Chuma was not from the highest quality. So Chumasa Chuma, how could that be good Chuma? The Baal, the owner, never knew about this. It's similar to Yish Lomadas. He was unaware of it. How could that be? Amai, b'idne detarim halo havayada. When the neighbor took the chuma, the owner didn't know about it. You have to be aware that something's happening to my fruit, to my chuma. So Gemara says, targum arava aliba debayi deshav yishliach. He pointed him as a shliach. Okay, how that happened, how such a situation happens, lemaisa, it only works with a shliach to do mimafrish chuma. Without being my shliach, he couldn't do this. Now the important part here is, and as we'll get to the next Gemara in just a moment, the question that the Ksos is talking about is, when it comes to Yish Shalom Das, we normally say, Lava Yish. If I picked up someone's wallet, and then he's Miyayish on it afterwards, I need to return to him. Even though he was Miyayish on it after the fact, we assume Yish Shalom Das, Lava Yish, it's not Yish, he didn't give up hope. When I picked it up, I must return. Now, the post can talk about, is this true in all cases? What if it's a case of a mitzvah? What if there's a mitzvah at hand? Like the case of Chuma. The case of Chuma, he was unaware, but he's happy a mitzvah was done. So would that be good? Would we say, Yish, Shalom Das, have a Yish in order to fulfill a mitzvah? So it sounds like from this Gemara Bamitzia, it doesn't work, because it only works by Chuma. Chuma's a mitzvah, only works because he was a shliach, because I appointed him my agent. But had I not appointed him my agent, it wouldn't be good, even though it's a mitzvah of Chuma. Now this is in contrast to the Gemara in Kedushin on the very next page, Daf, Nun, Beis, Amud Beis, where the Gemara talks about in the brackets, Hahu Sarsia. Sarsia, Rashi explains, a person who would make beer. And he wasn't the owner, but he was a worker. And he, the Kaddish Bepruma de Shichri, decided to take some of the beer for himself and marry a woman. Also, Maria de Shichri, the owner, the boss of the beer factory, Ashkechei finds his employee using the beer, which he, by the way, he was able to get profits from. They shared profits. But he didn't ask permission yet, and he used it to perform the mitzvah of Kedushin. Amalei Amailo Seisei Mahai Harifa. Why did you use the better type of beer? So Asa Lekamei de Rava. Rava says, Amar Lo Amir Klei Chaitza Yafos Elalin and Shuma. Bavai. We only say, check the higher quality that he agreed to it when it comes to Shuma. The Tanya. So, in other words, this case here is the boss never appointed the employee to be a shliach. That's for sure. But if you take this whole conversation, the whole dialogue, and just had it not been a case of marriage, but it had been a case of chuma, it actually would have worked. The Gemara says, one second. Gemara says, this doesn't work because there's not a mitzvah of chuma. Hold on. Stop. It's not a mitzvah of chuma here. Had it been a mitzvah of chuma, so then this actually would have worked, implies the Gemara, even though there is no shliach appointed, which comes out, but the owner didn't know about it. The employer was unaware of this. How could it work? It's Yish Shalom Das. So the poskim say is, we see Yish Shalom Das works when it comes to a mitzvah of chuma. The Gemara B'Metzia says it doesn't work. It only works because I appointed in my shliach. So there's a stira in the Gemaras. Do we assume Yish Lomidas have a Yish by mitzvahs? Or no, even by mitzvahs, we assume it's still not a good Yish. That's the stira that the Beis Yosef asks. Now turn the page to page number 5. We'll go through all this, and this will answer the question. In page number 5, the Ketzos on the bottom right says, he quotes him in Reish Samach Beis, Kevin Shebal Yad Kodom Liyish, Mishum the Kaimalan Kabai, you pass like a bai, the Yish Shalomidas, Lava Yish. It's not called the Yish, and you have to return the item if it wasn't Meyayish at the time you picked it up. Ubereish Perk El Mitzias Parech Labaye, Mia Ditznan Vim Amarlo, Kilech Eitel Yafos, Targ Marava, Aliba Dabai, the Shavishliach. Hachanami Mistavra, the Lo Shavishliach Habin and the Daitchem. So we see by Chuma, you need to have a Shliach. But Hiksha Beis Yosef, in Yerdea, Simon Shin Laman Aleph, top left now, Bichumos, Hatorim Shelo Birshus, Osheyarid Latoch Sadeh Chaveri of Likate Perish Shelo Birshus, they Shik Kam Vitarim, you go into a guy's property without asking permission to take Chuma for him. In Baba Bais, Vamrla Klech Eitel Yafos, go to the better ones. Im Haya Sham Yafos, if there are in fact better ones, Mimashitarim, Chumasa Chuma. Vim Lav Ain Chumasa Chuma. Vim Lakaba Bais Hosif, fine, Ben Kach Mekach Chuma. Says the Beitos, V'chevend anu kaimlan kabaye, diyish shlomidas lava yish, l'mahani klach eitel yafos elbet shavish shliach. But it only works if you appointed a shliach. This case, there is no shliach appointed here. So he goes on to bring the Gemara in Kedushin. I should probably underline more here. I wanted to get to the punchline just a second here. If you go down, here one second. I should point out, in the same paragraph, if you go down a few lines where it says the first word is yada mahani. Yad mahani vatam mishum de mitzvah shiny. A case of a mitzvah of chuma is different. The case in kedushin mahani afilu lo yada meikara mishum de mistam anichale meikara ubetaz herich bazev hella gamken kedivrei Beis Yosef, that by a mitzvah yishlo midas is good enough. And he says sugya beperak el mitzias nidche. We reject the Gemara's interpretation of mitzia mishum de nichusa de mitzvah shiny. Mitzvah shiny. So what comes out from all this, a little bit complicated, is as follows. Although, in general, yish shlo midas lava yish, when it comes to a mitzvah, like a guy who's mafish chuma, even though I didn't know beforehand, I only found out after the fact that he separated my chuma, since it's a mitzvah, I'm okay with it. We say the chuma is good. That's how the Beis Yosef paskins. Now, the Ketzos uses, go to this next page, to address our particular case. He says, if you look at the paragraph, he proves from this Yishlo Midas, whenever a owner is unaware, when it comes to mitzvah, you're allowed to use it. So he goes on to talk about taking someone's esrog without a permission. He's sitting in a guy's sukkah. A guy wants his property to be used for mitzvah purposes. Ubechuvos ksafti bezerot. Be'echad, the last page now, last page, paragraph, page 6, the brackets. B'tshuvos kasafti b'zai. I wrote in my tshuvos. B'echad sheshochach machmas ones levatel chemso ber Pesach kodem shesh. A guy forgot, forgetting a shliach. A guy forgot to be mevatel his chametz before the sixth hour. V'achar shesh nizkar u'bitel chemso, after the sixth hour where it's already usher his mevatel. V'elisi I concluded d'muter b'ano achar Pesach. Ah, he was mevatel too late. I said it's okay. Since the Achronim Paskin, that Bittul alone is enough. You really don't have to sell your chametz. When you say Bittul, you know, Kochamira, that's actually sufficient. Everyone says Kochamira. We're not concerned people are going to say Kal Chamir without Mechira. We really want both, because it's the proper thing to do. But in a case where a guy forgot to do the selling, and the guy forgot to do the proper bittul, if he said Kal Chamira, the night of the Bedika, that's sufficient. But here, he didn't even say Kal Chamir in the right time. From a Gemara earlier, which I skipped. He proved before, if a guy expressed his interest, his consent, his das, his gili das, that he wanted to be mevatel lechametz, it was very clear as day, im kein hu adim bezesh niskar achashesh bebitto. Aminim, we say, meikara nichale el sheshachav lo yada. From the beginning, he actually wanted to be mevatel. Everybody wants to be mevatel. He got, he got very, very busy. So in essence, you go back to the Beis Yosef that we started off with. There are two reasons why shlichas work, he said. One reason was, and this is the reason, the only reason Mishnah Berurah quoted, the one reason he said was, because once a person's megala das, that I pointed in my friend, please be mevatel for me, that gilui das alone is sufficient. That's really all I need. I don't actually need the shlichas. L'chachila, he should be mevatel, I should go through the seder, he should do chuchamira, there should be a mechira. But if a person forgot all these things, a gilui das alone, an expressed interest in not wanting to own chametz, says the ketzos, that is sufficient, and therefore, that's the only reason the Mishnah Berurah quotes, and therefore, in our particular case, no one's at fault. The chametz isn't even aser. Everything's actually mutter, because the bittul is actually effective when the guy says, I don't want you to do it. So there's no loss of money. He could go ahead and take it now. The ketzos isn't the only opinion. The Nesivus, who almost always argues on the ketzos here as well. One second, he says that, I disagree. You need an actual formal bittul. Gilui das is not sufficient. So it's machlokas whether or not you actually need a bittul or not a bittul. Ketzos versus the Nesivus. But they paskin here. When it comes to two poskim, two opinions, if there's a hefsid meruba, we can rely on a makel position. And therefore, even if you want to contest the position of a ketzos, and you require in general a real bittul, you have to say kol chamira, it has to all be done. In this particular case, we can be makel because it's considered a hefsid meruba. Okay, I'll take questions. I got 2 or 3 minutes now.